Entering Dean Graber's woodshop, you'd think he's moving in or moving out. There are boxes everywhere. An unplugged point-of-sale system shares a table with handmade sushi boards and wooden clocks.
Cheese boards, I have a couple hundred of those right now. I'll probably need more. I would have needed more.
In anticipation of the summer, Graber created hundreds of cutting boards for his business, Rainforest Custom. Some of them are stacked around this workspace, not even oiled yet. He mostly makes wood pieces for custom orders, but he says his family had big dreams for a downtown retail space this summer, and it was guaranteed to get a lot of foot traffic from cruise ship passengers.
I wanted it to be a place that people remembered when they come back to Juneau. I wanted it to be a place that the people of Juneau would like to come.
Graber was planning on opening this second space year-round. He'd taken out a loan to help support the business. He was about to sign a lease on a new building. Then, news of the COVID-19 virus struck.
This last 2 weeks, my wife and I have gone back and forth, crunching numbers, looking at spreadsheets, cash flow, and, you know, looking at the news. And daily, it was, yes, let's do it. No, let's not. Yes, let's do it.
Last week, several cruise lines that come to Juneau announced a suspension of cruises until May. Just days before that, Graber and his wife decided not to sign the lease. Fallout has continued to escalate for the visitor industry. Southeast Alaska likely won't see a cruise ship until well into the summer, if that. On Wednesday, a coronavirus relief package passed a major hurdle in Congress. It could provide paid sick leave, enhanced unemployment benefits, and free coronavirus testing. And billions more dollars could be on the way to help small businesses. But if that relief comes in the form of secured loans, Graber says that won't be of much help.
I don't need a zero or no interest loan because I've already got debt to pay. I don't need any more debt. I don't want any more debt.
Graber is trying to recover. He's selling some of the inventory of wood items flooding his shop for half off. He'll still make custom pieces, but it's not just the business plans that are changing rapidly. He wonders what the future will look like for his family, with schools closed and retirement facilities on lockdown.
I hope my son graduates, is able to graduate otherwise. I hope my mother makes it okay. My daughter's coming home from college in New York City. She's being sent home.
As news of the pandemic unfolds, Graber says he's taking it one day at a time. He hopes the United States pulls through quickly. He thinks it will. He says people are resilient. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.